Hamas announced that it will delay the next planned release of Israeli hostages, originally set for Saturday, February 15th, accusing Israel of violating a ceasefire that has been in place for 3 weeks. The move threatens what was intended to be a six-week truce. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is holding an emergency security meeting. Defense Minister Israel Katz called the delayed release a complete violation of the agreement. Ceasefire agreement details. So far, the ceasefire has led to the release of 21 Israeli hostages and more than 700 Palestinian prisoners. Under the agreement, Hamas was expected to release 33 hostages in exchange for 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. A Hamas spokesperson said on social media that Israel has obstructed parts of the agreement by preventing Palestinians from returning to northern Gaza and failing to facilitate humanitarian aid. The spokesperson described the delay as a planned postponement and a warning signal. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, accused Hamas of being in blatant violation of the ceasefire and hostage release deal. Hamas's announcement to stop the release of Israeli hostages is a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement and the hostage release deal, Israeli defense minister, Israel Katz, said Monday, February 10th. I have instructed the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, to maintain the highest level of readiness for any possible scenario in Gaza and to fortify the defense of Israeli communities. We will not allow a return to the reality of October 7th. Trump comments on hostage conditions. Former President Donald Trump commented on the ceasefire following the latest hostage release on Saturday, February 8th, when three Israeli hostages were freed. Trump said they looked like Holocaust survivors and warned that U.S. patience with the situation is running out. As of now, Trump has not commented on Hamas's latest decision to suspend releases. Netanyahu continues to meet with security officials, while Hamas says the door remains open.